Penguin Audio presents This Is Your Brain on Music by Daniel J. Levitin, read by Edward Herman. In the summer of 1969, when I was 11, I bought a stereo system at the local hi-fi shop. It cost all of the $100 I had earned weeding neighbors' gardens that spring at 75 cents an hour. I spent long afternoons in my room listening to records. Cream, The Rolling Stones, Chicago, Simon and Garfunkel, Bizet, Tchaikovsky, and the saxophonist Boots Randolph. I didn't listen particularly loud, at least not compared to my college days, when I actually set my loudspeakers on fire by cranking up the volume too high. But the noise was evidently too much for my parents. My mother is a novelist. She wrote every day in the den just down the hall, and played the piano for an hour every night before dinner. My father was a businessman. He worked 80 hours a week, 40 of those hours in his office at home on evenings and weekends. Being the businessman that he was, my father made me a proposition. He would buy me a pair of headphones if I would promise to use them when he was home. Those headphones changed the way I listened to music forever. The new artists that I was listening to were all exploring stereo mixing for the first time. Because the speakers that came with my $100 all-in-one stereo system weren't very good, I had never before heard the depth that I could hear in the headphones. Records were no longer just about the songs, but about the sound. Headphones opened up a world of sonic colors, a palette of nuances and details that went far beyond the chords and melody, the lyrics, or a particular singer's voice. The swampy, deep south ambience of Green River.